CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fire It Up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
And welcome back, everyone. It is Fire It Up with CJ. Today we have author Shepard Hoodwin answering any questions you may have. So we'll open up the phone lines right now, 248-545-7685. Again, the number is 248-545-SOUL. So go ahead and give us a call. We look forward to hearing from you. It is Brandon today. I'm filling in for Cassandra, and we'll go ahead and send it right back over to your host, CJ.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We are talking about love, and we were talking in the previous segment about the inner and outer doors of your heart. In this segment, we're going to be talking about your love, sort of like your love personality and your love style and how you express it. And if folks have any questions, again, please feel free to call during the segment if you had any questions on what we talked about before. So welcome back, Shepard.
Thanks.
So what is, as an example, for love style, I'd ask you, like, well, what is, I was tuning into my own way of loving and, knowing my husband's way of loving or my parents' way of loving, I know that you do these kind of intuitive readings. I mean, when you actually tune in and you can use me as a test subject, what did you find about my core way of loving and maybe my husband's and how that kind of information would be helpful?
People love in a lot of different ways, and part of the art of living, part of the art of ourselves being able to be happy no matter what's going on around us, which I think is the art of living, is to be able to accept love in whatever package it's offered in. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately the important thing isn't how others love us, but as adults, the core love issue is for us to love as abundantly and cleanly as we're capable. Mm-hmm. So as we mature, as we are no longer so needy of the parents to make things good for us, our focus is on expressing our own essence to other people in the highest way possible. Mm-hmm. And then when others love us back, they're going to love us in the ways that they're capable of, and those ways will always be limited. Mm-hmm. None of us know how to love in the ultimate, highest possible way. So, for example, some people express their love through doing things for you. Many of us had parents who were cranky and critical and negative, but they did love us in their own way, maybe a limited way, but in the way that they were configured to love. And so maybe they showed their love by working really hard to put food on the table and keep a roof over our heads. And mm-hmm. to them, that was an act of love. But you and I, CJ, are very verbal people. And so we tend to express our love verbally through ideas, through insights, through having fun with people. And if we're looking for others to love us in the way that we love predominantly, we'll often be disappointed. And mm-hmm. so we're looking for the parents to say, I love you, and they aren't verbal in their love, then we're just going to create a lot of unnecessary angst around that. So if we can just recognize, okay, they're loving in a different way than I love, and yes, I would really like it if my dad would say, hey, I love you, I'm proud of you, you did a great job. I'd love that, but you know what? He's not there yet. He's not able to do that. But I will accept the love that he is giving me. I mm-hmm. will receive the gift that it is and mm-hmm. not insist that it has to be the way that I want it to be, because that's a lost cause very often.
But yeah, there was a great book there. It's called Five Love Languages, and they talk about different ways, exactly this, that different people have different ways of showing love. Some people love through gifts. Some people love through quality time. Some people love through affirmations, affection, and I can't remember what the connecting time, I think those are five different love languages. And so every person has a way of expressing their love in their own way. So someone may give you a gift and that's them saying, I love you. And you may think, well, I don't care. Why didn't you fill up the gas for me today? That would have made me feel more loved. But they're loving you in the way that they can love you.
Yes.
Which I think is a similar idea. And I think it's important to understand. It's like you can't, I almost think you can't hear that enough times.
My father always would say somewhat apologetically, I'm not a demonstrative person.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understood his configuration as a soul, you could get why he, you know, didn't, he wasn't warm and fuzzy. He just wasn't built that way. Mm-hmm. And he had also been through some traumatic experiences in World War II that mm-hmm. he had no tools to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's deceased now, but when he was around 80, he started dating a woman who said to him, Fred, you need to tell your sons that you love them. And this was so foreign to him. These were words that had, as far as I know, never passed his lips, maybe with a lover, but not with anyone else.
Yeah.
And I came home for a visit, and he opened the door and let me in. And he was stiff as a board, and he hugged me, if you could call it a hug. It was almost like a board, you know, touching a board. And he mumbled almost, you could almost not hear it. He said, I love you. And you could have knocked me over with a feather because I was not expecting that. And I had to give him a lot of credit because that was really hard for him to do. It's just not the way that he was raised to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a very critical person. I don't think he ever complimented me on anything growing up the whole time. I don't ever remember him saying, good job, or whatever. So part of my spiritual path and my growth with respect to him was to learn to recognize the love that really was there, even though it was often delivered in ways that were uncomfortable for me.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to not be attached to his approval, because I find that within, and that's about opening the inner door of the heart, is that we are love. Love is our nature. We don't need to get love. When we're children, we need our parents to protect us from the environment, to feed us and help us survive. And so we can get really hung up on other people loving us in particular ways, and we can mourn the ways that we weren't loved as children. But when we grow up, not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, we let that go to a large degree. We say, yeah, it would have been nice to have, but I'm here, I'm now, I'm 50 years old or however old I am, and I'm ready to take responsibility for being the love that I am, and I will rejoice in the love that comes from other people, whatever form it comes in. And the funny thing that happens is that when we stop making demands of other people that their love come in a certain package, and we just love them, they start to warm up. They start to thaw out a little bit. There's nothing as freeing as loving someone without demanding something in return. And then the paradox is we start to get back some of that love that we had been wanting before, but we couldn't get it because we were demanding it.
Well, how do you tune into that? And I think that's brilliant. And manipulative people out there, don't take that as like, oh, I see. They don't get the most. That's what I just heard, is someone saying, well, I can get my love. But giving other people, you know, doing this fake kind of thing. But it has to come from a really genuine place, right? When you say that love is our nature, I mean, how does one realize that and open up that? Because in the previous segment, you were talking about shattering the doors to your inner heart. How does one do that? I guess it's part of our nature, so we should be able to do it. But how does one do that? If the outer door has been bashed in, and it's as a result, you've had to like create a stronger inner door. How does one open up to it?
Well, that is the spiritual path. The spiritual path is opening to our highest divine nature. And there are many, many ways to work on that in our everyday lives. For me, the beauty of nature is essential, that whenever we expose ourselves to anything beautiful, just really looking at a tree, you know, we walk by trees every day, do we really look at them and take in how beautiful it is, and do we let that beauty move us? Do we let ourselves be moved by other people's acts of love, people who inspire us, whether they're famous or not? What about movies that open our hearts, that let us cry? Everything that is beautiful, everything that is already manifesting love in an accurate way can remind us of our own nature. And then simply behaving in integrity, living to our highest vision, acting in the best possible way that we know how to act, lets us love ourselves more because we can be proud of our behavior. And when we act in a way that is not worthy of us, that's okay too. We can love ourselves, explore, okay, why did I do this? What do I need to do to prevent it in the future? Learn the lesson and say, look, it's okay to be an imperfect human being, because that attitude itself is an act of love towards self.
Okay, and that's something that we'll be talking about after the break, about self-love, which I think is a good segue to our next segment. So we'll be right back.